When sin imitates worship. Proverbs 7 is often read simply as a warning against adultery. It is that, but it is also a study of counterfeit worship. The seductress offers nearly everything true worship promises: a feast, peace, costly fragrance, intimate knowledge, and the assurance, "I diligently sought you, and I have found you." Sin rarely appears as sheer ugliness. It borrows the language of love and liturgy while quietly removing covenant. The heart must have a relative. The father commands his son to call wisdom his sister and understanding his relative. In ancient Israel, family ties carried duties of loyalty, protection, and belonging. Wisdom must not remain an admired visitor, she must become kin. The strange woman does not primarily mean a woman of another ethnicity. The Hebrew words Zara and Nokria describe one who stands outside the bonds of covenant faithfulness. The contrast is therefore between two kinds of intimacy: wisdom, who belongs within the household of the heart, and temptation, which offers closeness without faithfulness. The command to guard teaching as the apple of your eye uses the Hebrew ishon, literally little man, the tiny image reflected in another person's pupil. God's truth is to be guarded with the same swift instinct by which the eyelid protects sight. Yet it must also be written upon the heart. External vigilance is not enough. Holiness requires inward affection. A counterfeit sacrament. The woman has offered peace offerings and paid her vows. Part of a peace offering became a shared meal, and because the meat had to be eaten promptly, her words likely imply, "A feast is ready, come now." Religion becomes bait. Egyptian linen, myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon create the setting of royal luxury. Everything appeals to the senses. Yet the chapter repeatedly darkens: twilight, evening, night, deep darkness. The young man enters darkness before he enters her house. His fall begins not at the bed, but at the corner, when he chooses to walk near what he should flee. Augustine taught that evil has no independent substance. It survives by twisting something good. Proverbs 7 shows this vividly. Food, fragrance, sexuality, celebration, and even sacrifice are good gifts. But severed from truth and covenant, gifts become traps. Temptation says, "Take the pleasure without receiving the person, the vow, or the responsibility." The final revelation is terrible. Her house is not merely a private room, but a stairway to Sheol. Every secret sin promises a hidden chamber. Eventually we discover that its rooms are connected. Yet Jesus Christ, the true wisdom of God, entered the realm of death not as a trapped animal, but as its conqueror. In him, God does more than warn us away from the fatal house. He writes his law upon our hearts and gives us better desires. Suggested cross-references: Jeremiah 31:33, Matthew 4:1-11, 1 Corinthians 6:18-20, James 1:14-16. Hymn, "Oh, for a Heart to Praise My God," by Charles Wesley. Prayer. Lord Jesus, expose every false promise that borrows the language of love. Make wisdom at home within me, turn my feet from darkened corners, and write your faithful desires upon my heart. Amen.